Washing with the Truth. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Muyuddin ibn al-Arabi said, "You need to wash with the water of the truth." Listen to what I say also. You need to wash with the water of the truth. When you reach, then you will understand every word that Muyuddin ibn al-Arabi, the Sheikh of Akbar, said. Then you will know everything. Now you are in the way, and I hope that God will bring you to the end of the way, to where Muyuddin reached. Muyuddin said, when anyone reaches a high station, he realizes the government of the family of God. This government is full of peace. It carries the peace, and it carries the love, and it carries the mercy. O my son, come quickly to live within this government. If you want to know, then follow and walk in the way. After a time, you will come to know this government. I say this now because the order has come to my heart to speak to you. My son, listen to what I say if you can. Live with this government because all the people need this government. And I hope that every student who walks in the way will be from this holy government. This is the government of the soul. You begin to see now because at this time you can find the family of God in every city and in every country. After a time the family will grow larger and larger because the people are waiting for the message of this government. After this government comes, there will be no war between any people because this government is one of peace and love and gives everyone what he wants. Whatever anyone wants, he will receive because the leader of this government is Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi will come from this mountain. He will not be from any other mountain or from any other country. He will be from this country and from the holy city. The time may be coming soon, so I am waiting. But before Al-Mahdi comes, everything needs to change. This is God's order, and he sends many orders from the inside to the outside to make this happen. He sees everything. You are also the face of Al-Mahdi, but know what this means. You are Al-Mahdi because he puts his face in your face now. When he puts this face in anyone's face, this is very special. And it does not make a difference between men and women because everyone is the mirror. If someone makes a difference, then he is not a guide. Know that this is a holy thing. In the beginning, everything is difficult because you live in your body. You feel the difficulties and you feel tired. But if you leave your body outside and change everything to be inside, then you find that everything becomes very beautiful. But know that there is no difference between the severity, al-jalal, and the beauty, al-jamal, when you are complete. This time is the same as the time of Al-Mahdi. When you are complete, you are special for God. If you are special for God, what do you want after that? You need to walk in this holy way, to live a holy life where there is no beginning and no end. You are the face of God, and there is no beginning and no end to this face. You are the mirror. If you know that you are the face, then give everything and listen to what he says so that you can change. You need to change every moment and every minute. You need to wake up now, not later. You need to be born, so you must die now. This is what he wants from you, to be the Adam of your time, to be the Muhammad of your time, to live in every station of all the prophets as they lived. What are you searching for? Search for your heart, the heart of your soul. All the secrets are in the heart of your soul. Everything is inside you. You have many hearts, yet all these are one. When I say many hearts, I mean many stations of the heart. In every station there is a garden with a quality. Know the meaning of this quality in every station. It may be the garden of the polite, the garden of the giving, or the garden of the love. What you see are many gardens inside you. You can be the holy word if you know everything that I see inside you. You are very holy. Know this. But also know what the self is. The self is a station, and when you return, when you change, and when you reach, it is a garden. But you really do not reach because there is no end to reaching. All that you have is like one moment, and I want you to be what he is in this moment. What do you hear and who speaks with you? I want you to listen to everything. This is very holy. You are holy, the holiness of love, and you are also the rock of truth. On this rock every prophet stands and breaks this rock and takes from it. Know you are the rock, if you can be. Listen to everything. Put the name of God in every picture, but remember that there is no picture, only his picture. If you make many pictures, then he asks you, what are these pictures really? If you can answer, you know the meaning and you live in the garden now. not later. Why do you wait? I'm here because there is no beginning and no end. Live in the world of all is all and be free, not imprisoned. The family of God lives in the garden now. You are free when you die in Him. Then you see a new garden. For example, when you die, you return to a deep sleep. You see everything from the knowledge of the secrets and live in another garden. You are free. But I want you to be free now, not in heaven, but now. Not after your body dies. Die now. I want this from anyone. In order to know, it is necessary to be with God all your time. Do not lose any minute because God asks you about every minute you lose. He asks you about everything now. He does not wait until you die. You are the question, and you are the answer. Know how you answer. This is the way. If you want to know, then walk this way to be His slave, to be special, and to be free. In order to be free, walk, and you become free. If you know, thank Him. If you do not know, ask Him to tell you. Do not have anything if He does not give it to you. So do not refuse anything and be polite if you can. When you love Him. If you have no love, you cannot reach and you cannot know everything. Do not go right or left. Be straight because He sees you and He asks you if you return to live outside. Leave your body outside to change. I want you to keep your body well, but to change it. This is what I mean when I say leave it. Put everything righteous into this body because it is the mirror of your God, and He wants your body to be clean. If you change it, then you can see everything. You can reach everything while you are in this body because it changes to be a mosque, and you can pray inside. I want everyone to change everything. This is what Muyuddin means when he says that you need to wash every moment with the water of the truth. It means change every moment. You cannot reach if you do not know. Pray and remember the name of God. Be polite and bring mercy to everyone. Know that everything is from the love. God says, "My slave, love me. Do not leave the love. You need to love me to know me, Allah." When anyone wants to live with God, he must wash with the holy water of truth. Each time he washes, he returns himself to be his real self. But he must open his heart and his ear to be washed in the water that takes him from this earth and this body to the world of the soul and the heart of God to the light.